Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Ivory Coast Election Commission is expected to announce Tuesday the first results from an election that is widely expected to give President Alassane Ouattara another term in office. The commission has already estimated turnout from Sunday's vote at around 60%, though a civil society group put that figure at 53%. The opposition National Coalition for Change expressed further doubts about the turnout, saying many Ivorians stayed home and fewer than 20% actually voted. Three opposition candidates pulled out before the vote and alleged irregularities, such as concerns about a voter list they said had many people registered twice. Meanwhile, voters in the Republic of Congo overwhelmingly approved a constitutional referendum that will allow President Denis Sassou Nguesso another term. It will allow him to seek another term. Official results released Tuesday showed more than 92% of voters backing that referendum with a turnout of 72%. The opposition boycotted the vote and said the turnout was actually much lower, down in the single digits. The 71-year-old Nguesso won disputed elections in 2002 and 2009 and has ruled Congo in different capacities for most of the past 36 years. The International Criminal Court in India said India should arrest and hand over Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir, who is wanted on genocide charges and expected to visit New Delhi for a summit this week. Bashir is accused of masterminding genocide, crimes against humanity, and other charges. The Hague-based tribunal issued warrants for his arrest in 2009 and 2010. Along with at least 40 other African leaders, he is to arrive for a summit Wednesday. VOA News.